we go through all these words of, you know, affirmation, like you're smart, you're intelligent, you're beautiful, you're caring, you're kind. And she lights up and she smiles.
Welcome to The Art of Fatherhood, a podcast that takes you on the journey of fatherhood. Now here's your host, Art Eddy.
What's going on, everyone? Art Eddy here for another edition of the Art of Fatherhood podcast, and I'm very happy to have Derek Lurch. Thanks for taking the time to chat with me, sir. How you doing?
Doing great, man. Thank you so much for having me on here. It's a pleasure.
Yeah, man. Love chatting with good guys like yourself who are great dads. You know, you have a great song called Girl Dad. I'm a dad of two daughters, so I feel that song.
There you go.
Congrats on your album, 100 Proof. It comes out in November. Of course, we'll put up links where people can check out all your good stuff. Before we get into your music, let's talk about your inspiration, sir. When you found out you're going to be a dad, what was going through your mind? Because I always ask this question, but you have a special story because you put your thoughts into words and put those words into a song, right?
I did. So this is kind of funny, and I'm just going to be honest. I like to be honest. That's kind of who I am. And so when we found out we were having a girl, I think always like most dads, we want to have our boy first, carry on the last name kind of thing. And it was definitely, and mind you, this was pandemic. So a lot of the communication with the doctor was over instant message. So I've been broken up with over instant messages, but I've never found out the gender of my baby over instant message. And that's what happened. Nurse messages, do you want to know the gender? And we're like, yes, absolutely. And I'm all excited. I'm like, it's a boy. Like, and it's a girl. And I'm like, oh no. You know, like, I think this thoughts of like, oh my gosh, what did I do in high school? And every, like, all the waves of like emotions of like, oh, girls. Okay. And it took me a while. And my wife's like crying. She's all excited. And I'm crying on the inside. Like, what? But, you know, it was funny. So it was an adjustment. I wasn't expecting girl. Like, we're so excited to be having a baby. And really, truthfully, everybody who says I want the healthy baby thing. And that's what I wanted. It took a minute to adjust. And so, you know, finding out we're having a girl, digesting that. And then, you know, really this song, I think, was my way of, you know, really saying, okay, like, girl, being a girl dad's cool, you know, being a dad of a girl is a cool thing, you know. And it's kind of right around, you know, Kobe Bryant's passing and all the emotions of that and the, you know, the whole kind of girl dad movement that he started. And I was just like, you know, I just wrote a song about it. And it was kind of my way of coming to terms with being a girl dad and, you know, everything that goes with that. And now hearing the song, I'm so glad I have that, you know.
Yeah,
it's really cool.
Love that for so many reasons. One, your honesty. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
You joke about, I know you were joking, but you're also being serious. Like the things like what I do in high school, is karma going to bite me? Like what's going on? Yeah. Right. Like, and we all have that. Like I am, for me, growing up, I was the youngest of three. I was the only boy and I'm the third. Yeah. Right. So it's like, oh, carrying that tradition and having two girls. It's like, after a while, it's like, it's not really leaving the name. If you want to leave a legacy, it's like how you teach your kids to be good people in this world. Right. But let's be honest, like as guys, it's like, yeah, you kind of want to have that. And some people say like, oh, I want to play football with my son. Like my youngest, she and I watch football together. Like she loves it. So I appreciate your honesty. And then two, writing the song, you know, the inspiration, but what an awesome keepsake you're going to have to share with her from now to eternity. She's going to hear this and she's like, this is what my dad was thinking when he found out the news. So it's beautiful on all fronts. I mean, it's amazing. So thank you very much for sharing that.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about some of the things that you're looking to instill, you and your wife are looking to instill into her as she's growing up.
Yeah, just confidence. I think that's such a big thing. And my parents did a really good job with just being confident and being genuine and caring for others. You know, I think, and she really already has shown a lot of those traits. And it's so great to see. I mean, she's only one. She turned one the other day. But like, just watching her grow in each step and teaching her, you know, right from wrong. And then really looking in the mirror, because she's at that stage where everything you do, she's going to kind of copy. So it's definitely one of those tricky lines of like, okay, you know, okay, I can't get mad at this game right now because she's watching my reaction, you know, like, or, you know, whatever it is, it's true. You just kind of have to, okay, you know, and teach her. And, you know, every night we have a nightly routine, you know, she gets a bath and does all this stuff. And then every night when she's all wrapped up in her towel and everything, we go up in front of the mirror and we make this big joke. We're like, it's the Brooklyn Grace show. And, you know, like we go through all these words of, you know, affirmation, like you're smart, you're intelligent, you're beautiful, you're caring, you're kind. And she lights up and she smiles and she claps. And so, you know, really just kind of being a good person and being confident in who you are, because I really think there's a lot of bad stuff out in the world. And, you know, you need to have that core, you know, confidence in yourself and know who you are as a person. And then you can kind of, you know, spread the goodness of yourself that you have in you to the rest of the world. And that will affect people in a great way.
Well said, man. Yeah. I think confidence is huge. Being positive. And like you said, there's a lot of negativity in the world. So you want to have, like, I always, like, when this comes up, like, I always say, like, I just want my daughters to be positive influences in this world and make sure that I prepare them as much as I possibly could in all facets of life. So spot on right there, man. And Derek, talk about something that your daughter has taught you about life or about yourself in general that you have learned over this year. Cause she's a year old. So talk a little bit about like something you've learned along this journey, your fatherhood journey that she has taught you.
Yeah. Just, I mean, so much. I mean, and it's kind of the cliche thing to say, like, she changed my life, but she really did. Like, you know, I think sometimes you can get, you know, wrapped up in the world and just, especially with being music and trying to pursue this as a goal, you can kind of just get wrapped up in it all. And it's so funny. Like, she's really just taught me, like, as soon as I see her, I could be having the worst day. And I've had plenty of those, you know, whether it's work stress or, you know, whatever it is. And she smiles and it's like, you know, everything stops and it leaves it almost at the door. And it, so she's really kind of taught me just to, you know, and not even on purpose. It's not her doing it. It's just, she's kind of taught me to, like, hey, it's okay. We'll get through it. I mean, whether it's, you know, her up at night, you know, all right, we'll get through this stage, you know, then we'll get back to sleeping. And, you know, I can't tell you how many friends of mine that have had babies recently and they're in that early phases of no sleep. And I'm like, you get through it, you make it, I promise. So, you know, she's just taught me so much, but I would say, you know, just learning that everything's going to be okay. And, you know, this isn't the end of the world, because sometimes your emotions can get so high strung and you can just think like your world's ending. And it's not, it's, everything's good. You're lucky. You're blessed. You've got a beautiful, healthy baby, and that's all that matters. So, I would say that's the biggest lesson I've taken away from her.
Great, sure. Man. Thank you very much for sharing that. And
yeah,
I think you're in this perfect spot right now because your daughter is 1 year old, and it doesn't have to be a piece of advice. Cause I bet when you found out you were going to be a dad, so many people are like, well, you should do this and you should do that.
Yeah.
Ultimately take, you know, listen, be honest, like be caring, be like, sure. Thank you very much for sharing that. Yeah. But it just depends on you and your spouse, like what works for you guys and your family. I think that's one of the biggest things I realized too. It's like, oh, you shouldn't, you know, feed a baby at this time, or you have to do it at this time. Like all of these things, like, all right, thank you for your experience.
Yeah.
Doesn't have to be a piece of advice. Could be a dad hack. It's something that you have found that, like, I didn't know this would work on my kid to get to sleep or make her laugh or anything. Like, do you have a dad hack or a piece of advice you'd like to share?
Well, I'll be honest. My wife is the pro, and going into this marriage, I knew that was the case. You know, she had plenty of experience raising her siblings, and she's, you know, she even has a mom blog, and she does a great job, and she knows what she is doing. So,
all right, hold on. Shout out the mom blog. Give her some love so that people check it out.
Made to Mama mom blog. Made to Mama is her blog name. Nice. She does a lot of great posts and just, you know, like she says, she goes, I'm not a pro. I'm going to tell you what's worked for us and some of the experiences that we've had. So she's done a lot. I would say the biggest, and again, piggybacking off of what she's done, right, and I've assisted in, we started her on baby lead weaning, which is like them eating real food, at a really early, at 6 months. And it really changed the game as far as, you know, now she just eats and has since she's 6 months. She eats anything, which is really great. And that, yeah, okay. She just,
that's worth its weight in gold right there. What you exactly just said.
Well, and then the best part is you go to dinner. All we have to do is order her food, you know, cut it up, make sure it's in nice small pieces.
Yeah.
And she's on her own and she's eating, you know, we have plenty of friends and everything that, you know, they go and they've got the baby food and they're trying to fight the baby. No, we just leave her and she just, and it's created this just, you know, she's good at chewing her food. Like it's just, so that's the one thing I've said to people. I'm like, it is a game changer. Cause again, her first food was an avocado and kid loves avocados. She won't eat, she'll eat anything. So it's like right there, like you said, it just makes your life 10 times easier. She can eat whatever we eat. So definitely do your research on it. It's not for everybody, but I would say for us, it worked really well. So.
Well said. Well yeah. said. Great piece of, first time I've heard that. given as advice or a dad hack. I love it.
Yeah.
And thanks to you and your wife for, you know, doing that. And, you know, her blog yeah. sounds really cool. So I encourage yeah. people to check that out. But no, yeah. I mean, having them not just fall into the thing of eating chicken nuggets or this or yeah. that. Like, I've been there. Like, my kids sometimes eat that when they were young and all that stuff, or, you know, make little pizza bagels for them. But, like,
yeah.
at a stage, like, if you're, one, it saves time, saves money. Yep. If they're eating what you're eating, saves so yep. much more time and money. Oh, so yeah. well done.
Yes, I'm very lucky. I can't take all the credit, but like I said, yeah, it's definitely tremendous. And the schedule, my wife follows and has that kid on a schedule, and plenty of people have laughed at it, but I'm like, hey, that stuff works.
Yep. Not here, man. Kids, especially yeah. babies and toddlers, live off routine. As yeah. much as like, he's like, oh, they need to adjust. Like, again, every family's different. You do yep. you, but I'm on yeah. the Lurch camp. It's like, yes, yeah. routine. And like, we'd be like skipping out of parties at like 7, like PM. Or yeah. like, where are you going? Like, it's bath time. Then we dance and then they go to bed. And they're like, what yeah. are you talking? I'm like, this is what we do.
Yeah. This is the schedule. You don't break the schedule. My family knows too much about it because I was not raised on a schedule. My parents like, oh, 10 o'clock tonight. Yeah, it's good bedtime. You know, like that kind of thing. My wife's like, nope, this is it. And she didn't have to like, why is your baby is like the happiest baby. I'm like, it's the schedule, man. It's the schedule. Don't mess with it.
But, love yeah, it, man. So, yeah. so true. Like I was mentioning Girl Dad, right? Great song, great tribute.
Yeah,
great
thank you.
So you've been writing music and performing music and singing music and all that good stuff for a while now. Yeah. Of course, Girl Dad is one example. When I love speaking with creative people, especially musicians, artists and all that, and how they craft music and stylize it. Talk a little bit about how fatherhood, besides, of course, Girl Dad, like kind of has mm-hmm. influenced the way you look at the subject matter and how you maybe look at things. Like you were talking about, like, things that she has taught you about life, but like maybe mm-hmm. not getting mad at your favorite team losing, whatever the case may be. But
right.
how do you approach music now through the eyes of a father?
Yeah, it's definitely different. That's for sure. I mean, even shows and everything like that, you know, it's like you're a dad now, you know, it's just different. You know, Girl Dad's probably my favorite song, obviously, that I've written, and it is such a cool tribute and everything, but even just the other music, I don't know how to describe it really in a good term, other than the fact of just being more conscientious about like, okay, you know, hey, I have my music on repeat in this house, you know, so I might want to just be a little bit careful of what my lyrics say.
Yep.
I have a lot of nieces and little nephews that love to listen to the music. I mean, that doesn't mean I'm going Mr. Disney Channel artist or anything like that. I'm still going to stay true yeah. to the music that I like. But, you know, hey, also keep in mind, you know, do I want to be having Thanksgiving dinner with my mother-in-law? And, hey, so Derek, what does this lyric mean? And, you know, kind of yeah. thing, you know? So it's, Smart. You know, just being more conscientious about what I put out there as an artist and what I want to communicate and get across to people and to what that audience is. So just being more conscientious, I guess. I mean, without, again, affecting my artistry yeah. and who I am and everything. It's a little bit different.
Nice.
But yeah, it's definitely a factor.
Thank you, Derek. And
yeah.
along the whole idea of music and stuff with your creative process, describe, like, especially with 100 Proof, right? With this album,
yeah.
talk a little about how you approach an album. And, you know, for me, you know, it's cool to see like my youngest plays the saxophone, my daughter, I think my oldest one, she kind of dabbles on the keyboard and stuff like that, and like that's more of like the only thing I musical instrument wise is like a turntables back in the day.
There you go.
Like my wife played piano and all of those good stuff, and I think she played. I played trumpet back in school way back when, but
there you go.
When I get a chance to like talk to creative people like yourself, especially musicians. Yeah. I love how each road to a song or an album, point A to point B, are totally different, paths for every artist, right?
Right.
So kind of explain like your creative process and how you approach an album. And do you kind of like think like, all right, I have to make an album, or you make a couple songs and like, you know what? I think this can turn into an album.
Yeah. So, and just to really quick, my daughter plays the piano every day. Every day I sit her down back there, right there. And she sits and she's playing. So I have faith that,
eating
you know,
big
so,
people food, playing music. Yes, you get this all done, man. I love it.
She's going to get it there. Yeah. No, you know, it's funny. This album has always been something I wanted to do. And I had released singles in the past, and I'd always say, I'm going to do an EP. And that was kind of, the plan, and it just kind of life gets in the way. And, just didn't feel right. And really, to be honest with you, this whole thing didn't come out of nowhere, but it came out of nowhere. I had a buddy of mine who said, hey, I've got this song. I want you to sing on it. And I had songs, song banks of plenty of songs. But he said, hey, I want you to sing this. And I really liked the song. That was the first single off the album, which was My Baby Summertime. And I sat back and I was like, I'm going to do an album. And it was like, okay, and I did, and I hammered it out really quickly. And, it was funny. Like it's amazing how you just listen back to old songs that you've done, and now you listen to new stuff and you just see the growth as an artist. And finally, I just felt with this album, like, okay, this is it, and as the songs started to keep going and come out, and I would hear them, like, I mean, I said the other day, the first time I heard Girl Dad, the track and everything just all done, we brought Brooklyn in, my daughter, and got to the first verse, and she gives me a big smile, and I just like lost it. I mean, like, I'm not like super emotional, but I lost it. And just the whole album front to back, like, I've just listened to constantly and let a lot of people listen to it, and it's just got a good balance of songs. You got a heavy rocker, you got the slow song and Girl Dad, you've got, all these kind of different songs. So the creative process, it really was like, put me under the gun, which I guess I perform better under pressure. Because, I had all these songs, but, then it comes down to, okay, I want the best songs to be on this. I don't want to just throw songs on there just because I can. Yeah. I wanted them to be the best way. So it was really fine going through each song and, okay, this is good, or, all right, you know what? I just need to write an entire new song. And so that's what I did. And it was just kind of, again, that pressure of like, all right, I got to get this done. I got this deadline and here we go. Yeah. And it was really, really cool process. I understand now why albums sometimes can take bands years to make, because already myself, I'm like, I don't know that I like that. I got to change that. And, so it was a very cool process, very unique, very challenging, especially as a solo artist, independent artist, like, I'm doing it all, the artwork, you just got to do everything and you're running the ship. And it was very rewarding to sit back when it was all done. I'll be able to breathe a little bit lighter on November 19th when it comes out. But even then, there's a lot of work to be done. So it was definitely a rewarding thing to see at the end of it all, just be like, wow, I did this. I did something I always wanted to do, and I'm happy with it. Like, that's the other thing as a musician, you're always kind of not happy about it, but I was happy with it. And so I'm excited for everybody to get to hear it for sure.
Well, congrats on, your hard work. And like, yeah, trust me, running Art of Fatherhood, man, you're just like, for me, I'm the only person here. Like, I get it. Like,
yeah,
just like, you have to do everything you got. Like, so I'm glad that you put the blood, sweat and tears, and congrats on the whole album. Of course, there's Girl Dad, the idea of putting everything together and all that. Let's talk a little bit about like what influenced you to become a musician and come down that path. Like, was there an artist? Was there a song? Was there a family member? What was it that kind of like got you maybe like, huh, this music thing, I kind of like it? And then like, what kind of driven you further down that path?
Yeah, so I grew up a huge Aerosmith fan. Originally, I was born in Massachusetts. Yeah.
Okay.
And all of the Aerosmith members lived really in the next town over, like all kind of surrounding. So we used to see them all the time. So I'm a big Aerosmith fan and loved I Don't Want to Miss a Thing. You know, I could sing every word. I did sing every word of it to Steven Tyler at the age of like 2 in the Gap. True story. So just grew up a huge Aerosmith fan. Kind of loved that, you know, center of attention performing kind of thing, and you know, copied Steven Tyler and all the hand moves and all that stuff, and still do to this day. Nothing's really changed, you know. And so, you know, I think I always had a good my parents love music. Nobody in my family's musically talented at all, but they all loved music and kind of passed that along to me. And you know, as I grew up, and it's funny, again, I grew up on a lot of classic rock, but definitely had those early country influences, you know, from even the Dixie Chicks, Shania Twain, Garth Brooks, stuff like that. So as I started to get older and you start to get your own musical tastes and, yeah, and the music world changes, you know, it was like rock and roll kind of became country. Country's now rock, what kind of rock and roll? It sounds a lot like rock and roll. So, you know, just started to do that. And then I grew up playing sports. Really my whole life down here in Florida. And so going into high school, I was playing baseball and finally just said, I'm done with this. You know, I wasn't enjoying it as much and I wanted to get into music. And so took a keyboarding class, kind of learned piano at the house. And next thing you know, it was playing guitar and singing and performing shows and just kind of snowballed. And I think it was in high school that I was like, okay, I want to do this. But when you don't have family members and music and all right, how do you do this and trying to guide your way through that? So, it just kind of developed into this really big passion of mine. And I'm kind of the type of person when I set my sights on something, that's it. I'm going full steam ahead. And, you know, it's a long journey to get there, but, it definitely hopefully will be rewarding in the end. So that's kind of how it happened for me for sure.
Thank you very much for sharing that. One more question kind of before we get into the fatherhood quick vibe. You know, you kind of mentioned like no one in your family has a music background. So you're like, how do I get in there? Just, you know, like, you know, he kind of mentioned Aerosmith and they like you would play in, you know, bars and just try and get their name out and all this other stuff. Now you have like YouTube, you have all different forms of social media and all that.
Yeah.
As an artist for you, what do you kind of rely on? Is it like more YouTube? Like, what do you feel like to get the word out there for your music? Of course, you know, word of mouth and all this stuff, but like,
do you feel
like maybe because everybody can do it, it's harder because now the pool is like everybody's trying to showcase their talent, whatever it may be. But like, do you think it's for your own experience going up and getting into this, you know, this industry? Do you think technology has helped or kind of hindered or a little bit of both?
It's probably helped a little bit of both. I mean, it's definitely helpful. I mean, you know, when I have somebody in the UK or Europe or something like that sending me my song, it was hilarious. They sent me Girl Dad the day before, you know, it came out. It was like 7 o'clock here. And I'm like, how the heck did he get that? And I go on Apple Music. I'm like, did it leak? And, you know, come later to find out, obviously it was the 13th over there. And so, you know, but without technology, nobody in the UK is going to hear me, you know? So in that aspect, it really is amazing how you can touch all these people from all over that really, I mean, going out and playing shows, you wouldn't have that capability. Now, the flip side to that obviously is anybody and everybody can go out there and do it. So you really have to make a difference and be a different artist to really capture somebody's attention. And, you know, YouTube's that way. I mean, obviously, I think the professionalism of the Girl Dad video and stuff like that's difference maker between, you know, just a homemade music video and stuff like that. So, you know, you really just have to take it seriously, be professional and present yourself as professional to kind of stand out. But even still, then it's like, it's a grind. I mean, to kind of weed your way through and you're like, how do I get in front of people, the audience that I want to be in front of and just be here, you know, like, do you like it? And, cause that's half the battle is just getting to the right people. I would say a bit of both. I mean, I would definitely say it's maybe even a little more helpful. But still there's nothing better than hitting the ground and really getting those grassroots fans, the people that will come out to a show and support, and everything like that. But yeah, it's a balance, and you have to have a little bit of both. So just trying to figure that out, but yeah. It's going well though.
Nice. Thank you very much for sharing that. And I appreciate it. This was definitely fun. Just, you know, learn about not only your fatherhood journey, but obviously, you know, your music journey and all that good stuff. And I wish you, know, a ton of success with not only Girl Dad, but of course, 100 Proof. I love the story where you wake up and you're like, that get leaked already? But like you said, like the power of the internet, like people are checking out that song already. So that's fantastic.
Well, then it was funny because I'm sitting there, I'm like, well, what do I care if it was leaked? It's not like I'm, you know, Garth Brooks or whatever, some big artist. I'm like, if somebody's listening, that's all that matters. Yeah. You know, that was like the initial reaction. I was just like, oh my gosh, like, how did he get that song already? And then I'm like, it doesn't matter, man. Like, as long as somebody's listening to my song, sharing it, like, that's all that matters to me. I was saying yesterday was my birthday, and
Happy birthday, man.
Thank you. Yeah, it was cool. My daughter's birthday is on the 12th, and then my birthday was yesterday, so we did the release on my birthday and kind of did the two of them together, so it was a cool day. But I told everybody, I said, I don't want anything from my birthday. Just please share my music. That's all I want. I'm very simple. So a lot
hear
of
my music, review it, give it all the stars you possibly
exactly.
can. Keep on going. Subscribe,
exactly.
right?
Exactly. Yes, exactly. That's all I need. Just give me another gift card or
best gift ever. You don't have to spend any money. Just go on your tablet, go on your phone and just hit like, make a good review. Yeah. That's all I'm asking for, right?
Exactly. And you would think though that I asked for, you know, a couple $1,000 gift card or something like that, you know. But it, you know, the couple of people did it, so I appreciate them.
Awesome. So. All right, let's finish off with the Fatherhood Quick Five. Cool. Favorite family movie? Again, she's young, so might not see the whole movie, but is there a show that you guys like to watch together?
She loves Coco Melon. I think like every little kid, she loves Coco Melon. But she did like Frozen. We did watch Frozen, and we watched a couple movies that she's definitely kept her interest a little bit. So we're like, oh, all right. Write that one down just in case. Bad day, write that one down. So
bad day or like you just need some time. Like I need to get this done or I need to work, you know, have some work get done. Yeah, perfect, man.
Exactly.
This definitely hits your wheelhouse. It could be, maybe it's Girl Dad, but favorite family song. What is it?
Girl Dad is up there because she definitely loves it. If not Girl Dad, what would it be?
That has to be the favorite song because that's a song you wrote for her, and that means so much to you guys. So we're going with that one. I'm taking that answer from you, just saying that's
yes. Thank you, Girl Dad's it. Yep.
You're a humble guy, like Adam. Maybe she's like, no, that's your song. That's your song.
Yeah, exactly.
Describe the perfect family vacation. Where would it be?
Oh, probably somewhere on the beach. We go up to Massachusetts every summer, where my dad's from and where I'm originally from, and we went up there, and it was a beautiful time. But you know what, we'll go to the Keys, and that would be the ideal vacation right there on the beach.
Someone growing up in New Hampshire right here, brother, like I know, like as a kid it's like you were numb. Like I moved around a lot as a kid, but New Hampshire has spent predominantly most of my like kid my childhood, but like you got numb and you enjoyed the water while parents like I'm not getting in there. I know Massachusetts is a little bit further south, but like when you go to the Keys, like that's the warm water everybody's enjoying, right?
We went up there this summer and I'm like, dipped my toe. I'm like, absolutely not. My niece is like, come in the water. I'm like, no way. My Florida body, I'm shutting down after like 2 seconds in that water. So that results in nothing good for anybody. So I'm going to go with the Keys where the water's like 90 degrees. We live about 20 minutes from the beach anyways. So, you know, we go there plenty of, and the water's warm, but we'll go down to the Keys for that vacation for sure.
Nice. Great answer right there. Could be Aerosmith. I don't know. But first album you purchased was?
Yeah, Aerosmith. Probably Aerosmith. What do I got? I got the original Aerosmith vinyl record up on my wall right there. I've got Get Your Wings over here behind me there. And yeah, it was probably an Aerosmith record. I couldn't tell you which one, but they were by far, especially at a younger age, all I was thinking was Aerosmith. So I'm going to go with that one.
I think people could probably get this answer already from, you know, Girl Dad, but
yeah.
Top three words you hope your daughter would use to describe you as a dad, what would they be?
Ooh, that's a good question. Loving, absolutely. Caring. you know, and genuine. I think, nice. You know, just being showing her, you know, being who I am and not putting on a mask and, you know, like, I'm going to have bad days. I'm not going to be the perfect dad. I'm, you know, like in the song, I say, I may not know exactly what to say, but you and your sweetheart will show me the way. Oh, and yeah. Really, it is that, because as a dad, I mean, especially me, I didn't have any experience of this. And, you know, you just learn as you go. And, you know, as if I can teach her that, you know, hey, you're not going to know everything and that's okay. You're going to have to figure it out and you're going to have bumps in the road and it's not going to be easy. And you're going to say, what am I doing? And you're going to question yourself. And trust me, I've been there. So I would say genuine. I mean, that's probably the biggest thing. I mean, and I know those are the qualities that I want to instill in her too, but yeah, that's definitely a great question.
Great three words right there. And I think genuine, of course, loving and caring are huge up there.
Yeah.
But like genuine, showing your kid that, like you said, good days and bad days. People are human. Learn from those mistakes. Like my daughter, my oldest, when she was in sixth grade, she's like, one of her teachers said, you know what fail stands for? And everyone's like, what? Like fail stands for first attempt in learning. And I loved it. It was like, all right, if you fail, learn from your mistakes and then do better the next time. Right. So, being genuine and saying that no one's perfect and just, you know, be better the next day is perfect. So I love that, man. Thank you very much. Great.
Thank you.
People, make sure you follow, just shout out where people can find you. Of course, there's DerekLirschMusic.com, but where else can people find you?
Yeah. Derek Lirsch Music on Instagram, Facebook, same thing with Instagram and stuff like that. So definitely please follow me, communicate with me. Let me know if you're a girl dad, share with me your story. And, you know, I love to hear from dads and how this song has touched them, because there's no better reward than, you know, writing a song that means something a lot to you, but then it also means a lot to somebody else and hearing, you know, what it means to them. And, you know, it's definitely just the coolest thing as an artist. I have another song, Forever and Always. That was my wedding song. And it, you know, all of a sudden I've had probably over 5 people now say like, hey, this is our wedding song now too. Like, and it's like, there's nothing cooler than that, like to write something and it touch other people and them, you know, it mean a lot to them. So yeah, I love hearing from people and fans that like to, you know, get the music, and I appreciate it. So
yeah, man, no doubt. People pick up, you know, purchase wherever you pick up, purchase wherever, if you want to buy, whatever the case may be, purchase online, whatever the case may be, purchase Girl Dad. And when the album 100 Proof comes out, pick that up to support this guy. He's a great guy. Thank He's a great you. Dad. I wish you and your family continued success, but thank you for your time, sir.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure being on here and hope to do it again soon.
Sounds good.
Thanks for listening to the Art of Fatherhood podcast. Leave a review wherever you listen to podcasts and go to artoffatherhood.net.